Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by and welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by this evening and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin, I want to share a beautiful song that I heard today for the first time by Benjamin William Hastings. Anyway.
So I don't need to know the answers, oh no, because I know the one who does. You've been gone for a while, so the wisdom of time says you always know best. So
Praise Him anyway. Praise Him anyway. I was praying today and I was reading and that song come up and I had never heard it and I thought I would share it with you today and offer you some encouragement along your way. And it made me think of a few things. Faith, you know, I was thinking about today, May the 19th, 2024, May of 2005, 19 years ago, this very week, I was actually resigning from my job because of my health issues. And I remember as I packed away in my office all the things, I prayed to God and I said, God, whatever your will is for my life, whatever my calling is, whatever the purpose is you intend for me to do while I'm on this earth, all I want to do is spread hope. Give me the strength and give me the faith to do that. And that's all I said. I remember continuing to pack away everything in my office, not knowing at the time what was wrong with me. 19 years was kind of just the tip of the iceberg. Things had begun to get worse in my health. I was in my 30s then, and my children both were both out of high school, and I thought, wow, you know, I have so much life ahead of me, yet I was clueless in that moment what the next day would bring, much less the next years, right? And as I was thinking about that over these 19 years, I'm actually looking at the time right now, it's 8:19. as I was going to encourage you today with this podcast, I had to really push hard. It's been a tough day physically. And I remember, as I'm speaking just now, the number 19, biblically, means heroes of faith. And I think about all the heroes of faith in the Bible. And I went to Hebrews 11. It talks about many of the heroes of faith. The chapter starts out, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commanded to do, right? By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was not seen, what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering from Cain. By faith, Enoch was taken from his life so that he could not experience death. He could not be found because God taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commanded as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he commanded the world and became the heir of the righteous that is in keeping with faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him on the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builders is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was able to bear a child because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he has got the man, I mean Abraham, you know, he's saying he was as good as dead at the age he was, but there came his descendants, as numerous as the stars in the sky, as countless as the sands in the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting they were foreigners on stranger earth. People who saw such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they've been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of their bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he grew up, refused to know as the sons of Pharaoh's daughters. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of the saints of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, the Passover and the application of the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea on dry land. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so they might gain an even better resurrection.
Some faced jeers and flogging, even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went into the sheepskins and goatskins, and destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in the desert and the mountains, living in caves and in holes and in the ground. They were all commanded for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect through their faith. I love that chapter. It talks about those heroes of faith. And you know, faith is believing in the unseen, believing in the invisible when it's hard, pushing forward when it's even hard to push, when you don't feel like you have the strength to push one more second, much less one more day. But you know, God also says in His Word in James 4:8, it's one of my favorite scriptures, when you draw close to God with your faith, with your prayers, with your heart, God will draw close to you with His protection, with His guidance, and with His love. Just remember that. Draw close to God and believe, as it says in Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Psalms 34:19. Remember all those. Hold all those scriptures so close. You keep moving forward. You keep pushing, as hard as it may be some days. Some days, I know, I've wondered, will there be another day? Because of what I go through, and maybe what you go through. But you keep the faith in those moments that the goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, because that's what the enemy wants you to think. You're not going to make it through this moment. You're not going to make it through this day. He wants you to get trapped in that thought process. He wants to keep you there. Like I talked about in the last podcast, He wants to annihilate you in your thinking. You say, no, devil. I will not be a victim. I will be victorious. I will not be ill. I will be healed. I will not be depressed. I will be blessed. And the goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. You have to replace those thoughts daily. That's why it says in Romans, renew your mind with the word. Be transformed by the renewing of the word. It's so important. It's so important that you connect with those that will uplift you, that will encourage you. You know, just today, just this very evening, right before I started to make this podcast, I got a word of encouragement by a sweet friend. Her name's Annette. And Annette, I wanted to thank you for sending me that word of encouragement. And I hope you don't mind if I share that. But she had shared with me, you know, that God had impressed on her to me to press into the Lord harder than ever. And that God loves me. And I so needed that today. She had no clue. She had no idea what I was going through. Even at this moment, God did. He sees you. He puts you on people's mind to encourage you. Thank you. Thank you, Annette. Just by taking those few seconds of obedience and, you know, sending me that message, it means a lot. Thank you, Robin, my friend Robin, who encourages me on a daily basis. You bless me more than you know. Michelle, thank you for your beautiful words today. You know, sometimes we don't always get to talk to each other because we all get busy, you know, and we all have life. Sometimes when God puts someone on our heart, when you take those few minutes, it could mean the world to that other person. So I wanted to take those few minutes today through my struggles and encourage you. And just remember, when you feel like you're not going to make it, this is only a season you're in. And this season will not last forever. And you keep pushing. There's a picture that I have here at my home. I've had it for many years, but I come across it just a few years ago, and when I first moved in, it was wrapped, and I never unwrapped it. And a few years ago, when I unwrapped it, which I feel was perfect timing, it says, "God grant me the strength of eagle's wings, the faith and courage to fly to new heights, and wisdom to rely on His Spirit to carry me there." And I pray that God gives you that strength and wisdom as you walk through this season in your life. Let me say a prayer with you. Heavenly Father, I just come to you this evening. I uplift those out there who may be going through a tough season. Lord, I ask that you would strengthen them through their struggles. You would encourage them through this season, Lord. I declare that they will see the goodness and mercy follow them the rest of the days of their life. I declare that they will see blessings like never before. I declare that they will have joy instead of sadness. I pray, Lord, that they will have that peace that passes all understanding that comes from you. And Lord, where they have unanswered questions, they feel like they have lost their way, their compass has been broken, and they don't know which way to turn, whether it be in their life, whether it be in a job, whatever circumstance it may be. Lord, as you say in Proverbs 3:5, that if we acknowledge you, you will direct our path in all our ways. Lord, direct their paths. Give them a new sense of hope today. And give them a peace that follows that hope, Lord, that you're walking with them in this moment and every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And remember, as you're going through the season of the life that you're in right now, remember, praise him anyway. No matter how you're feeling in this moment, praise him. Worship him. Take breaks. Listen to some worship music. Or maybe play soft worship music. I play it in my home 24/7. Except when I'm sleeping, you know, I'll turn it off. But as soon as I wake, I always have soft worship music playing. And just keep that atmosphere of worship going around you, whether you're at home, whether you're in your car, whether you're on your job. Because Isaiah 26:3 says, he that keep his mind steadfast on him will be in perfect peace. So keep your mind on Jesus. He'll keep you in perfect peace. As you think about that, I wanted to leave you with another beautiful song by Benjamin William Hastings, Seasons.
Like a frost on a rose, winter comes for us all. Oh, our nature acquaints us with the nature of patience. Like a seed in the snow, I've been buried to grow. For your promises, Lord, from sea to sequoia, I know. Though the winter's long, even richer, the harvest to bring. Though my waiting for long's even greater, as you promised for me, like a seed. Come. can see the promise. I can see the future. You're the God of seasons, and I'm just in the winter. If all I know of harvest is that it's worth my patience, then if you're not done working, God, I'm not done waiting. Cause you can see my promise, even in the winter. Cause you're the God of greatness, even in a manger. If all I know of seasons is that you take your time, you could have saved us in a second. Instead you said, child, though the winter's long, even richer, the harvest that brings. And though my waiting belongs even greater, as you promised for me a legacy, I believe my season will come. When I finally see my tree, I believe there's a season. Like a seed you were sown for the sake of us all, from Bethlehem's soil grew Calvary's accord. Oh,
and if no one's told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at and whoever you're around, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.